Hello, I'm Brigadier General Evan Pettis, and I'm here today with Captain Julian Hardin, United States Army. I'm the commander of the 378th Air Expeditionary Wing, and Captain Hardin, I'd like to ask you to tell us a little bit about what a soldier like you is doing here at PSAP.
Absolutely. Good morning, sir. I'm Julian Hardin. I'm with the 1st of the 137th Aviation Regiment out of Columbus, Ohio. We are an assault helicopter battalion. We're here comprised with four different states. That's Indiana, Wisconsin, Nebraska, and Ohio. And we fly UH-60 Alpha model and Lima model Blackhawks.
I got to tell you, I'm a little biased because I got just a tiny bit of time with the controls, but that is a beautiful airplane.
She's a beautiful machine, sir. And she's, we're lucky to have her.
Yeah, fantastic. We're certainly glad to have you. And, you know, your presence here not only has been important to sustainment across different sites in the kingdom, but it's been life-saving in some cases. That medevac capability is a true blessing and an incredible force multiplier. So I can't thank you enough for what you and your soldiers do. How do they feel about being here? Your unit rotated in not too long ago.
Yes, sir.
How are they feeling about integrating here at Prince Sultan Air Base?
So everybody's excited to be here. Obviously, the deployment is the pinnacle for all the things that we train for, medevac especially. Usually, we're training in a mock scenario. Everything that we do here is obviously real. So the unit is extremely excited about the opportunity. The unfortunate opportunity, obviously, if medevac is flying, there's obviously a soldier that's hurt. But everybody's elated to have an opportunity to actually do their job in a place where it actually matters.
And your soldiers have taken care of airmen, they've taken care of soldiers, they've taken care of Marines here. And, you know, as the footprint at Prince Sultan Air Base continues to develop, I'm sure they're going to have an opportunity to interact with the Space Force and the Navy.
That's right.
And so it is a really special place to see the Joint Force really come together here and work together to accomplish a mission. So I think that's one of the neatest things about being here. Is there anything, got a lot of families back home that are missing their loved ones during the middle of a global pandemic. Is there anything you want to say to the families?
Yeah, you know, this is obviously a difficult time. It's a bittersweet time. You know, everyone loves to come and do their job, and these guys are true professionals. However, there's more to a soldier than just his rank and his name. There's obviously their husbands, their wives, their sons, their daughters, their parents. And so they're missing their families dearly. However, getting an opportunity to do something that less than 1% of the country has ever had an opportunity to do, and everybody takes that very seriously.
Yeah. And, you know, your soldiers, they're citizen soldiers, right? These are guardsmen. Somewhat different, a lot of our audience and a lot of the folks that are here with us at PSAB are active duty, and some of our younger members haven't interacted with guardsmen. I think one of the most special things about being here is if you didn't tell me that you were from the Guard, nobody would know, right? And that's the way it should be.
Absolutely.
Right? But since we got an audience, can you tell me a little bit about something you would like young active duty members to know about the Guard?
Oh, absolutely. So we're held to the exact same standards, you know, sometimes an even higher standard. Sometimes it's harder, you know, for our soldiers to live dual lives. They have a civilian career that they're trying to manage as well as their military career, whether they're trying to progress or they're trying to reclass to another MOS or do another job. These guys, they're jugglers, really. You know, so we manage our professional career Monday through Friday, and then on the weekends we turn in our uniform and come to work and do what the government asks us to do.
Well, you know, from the perspective of the installation commander here, it is clear that your soldiers are professionals. They know exactly what they're doing, they're well trained, and they're integrating in seamlessly. So I can't thank you enough.
Absolutely.
For the way you're representing the Guard and the United States Army. Is there anything specific you'd like to say to the soldiers?
These are, again, professionals, you know, and I couldn't thank them enough for what they do. We have a great group of soldiers and probably the brightest and the best that all these states have to offer. And I truly thank these guys for their dedication and their sacrifice.
Well, you and I are lucky.
Absolutely.
To be able to lead folks like this. So
sure.
I look forward to the journey with you here at PSAP.